I'm Brittany.
And I'm Heather.
Welcome to Okayest Moms, the podcast.
A place to be more than just mom.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to a special Friday show. We are back with another Okayest Mom Moment episode. We started doing these last year and then kind of fell off when, you know, everything... You know what? I'm not even going to explain. We're back.
Okay. Why don't we start by sharing our Okayest Mom Moments first? Why don't you take the floor?
Ooh, okay. Well, I feel like I need to set mine up a little bit. So Tyler has been out of town for like, I don't know, 10 of the last 14 days. And it was like the last day he was gone and I was at the end of my rope. So that's where I was mentally. Sullivan, my youngest, he was also at the end of his rope because he had just gotten over a fever flare, which he has a periodic fever syndrome and he hasn't had a fever in a long time. And there's always like, I call it the hangover afterward, where he is like emotionally dysregulated and just having a hard time. On top of that, our cats have been waking us up at ungodly hours. And so it was like this perfect storm of everybody was cranky AF. But he was having a meltdown and I was at the end of my rope and couldn't handle it. And so I was pretending it wasn't happening, but he just kept crying and he was going through the motions. And I'm like, okay, you need to fill your water bottle. You have baseball practice. And he's over there filling his water bottle with his head down and eyes closed, just weeping. It sounds really sad, I know, but he's very much the dramatic child that kept this going. This was like an hour in. So I was trying my best.
Which is like the worst part of the tantrum. It's like, your feelings are valid, but buck the fuck up. We gotta go.
We already talked about it. We hugged, we did deep breathing, and it was still lingering, but we had to fucking go. So fill your water bottle, let's go. And he fills it up and he puts it down and he said, "This is filled with my tears."
Oh my God.
And I died laughing. And of course, that just made his tantrum work.
That is the most Sullivan thing I've ever heard in my life.
Oh my God. I mean, it made me feel better because it was so hilarious. But, you know, then he required more consoling. It was very rough. Happy to report we got to practice on time. And it was like a switch flipped and he was perfectly fine whole practice. And afterward I said, "So did you drink any of your tears?" And he laughed. So we got through it and it was.
Well, in theory, that would be a better hydrator because they're salty. They're salt.
Right.
So yeah. Okay. He's on to something.
What about you?
Oh my gosh. I feel like there's been so many lately that to like narrow in on one has been hard. Mm-hmm. So I live in a family with like the biggest animal lovers ever. And I could take or leave animals. Like they exist and they're cute and I like mine enough to keep them, but I don't seek out more in my life except everyone else in my house does. So we have two cats. One's geriatric and crotchety, and then Lewis, who lives a life of adventure outside. And so Nolan has decided that he wants a pet rat, which honestly, like, I'm not opposed to. Growing up, we had a classroom pet that was a rat, and it was fun and fine and, like, not that messy. I mean, you know, that's what I remember as a sixth grader and whatever. Like, I could handle that, I think. But I know how this is going to go. I know I'm going to be the one to have to clean the cage. I'm going to have to take, like, I don't. And I was like, dude, I don't think that's a good idea. Like, we have a cat. And not only do we have a cat, like, we have a very mischievous, like, feisty cat. So I was like, I don't think that's going to work. And he's like, well, we could just keep it in a cage. And I was like, but yeah, like, the cages have, like, you know, he could get his little paw in there and like mess with it or something, or like undo the latch and let it out, or like
no, like, we're just, it's not in the cards right now. He's like, well, we could just, what if we just got a jar and we'll just keep it in the jar? And I'm like, well, there's a myriad of reasons that won't work. And so, but he's very insistent. He found an empty jar. And
oh, no.
He's like, look, Mom, I got a jar. We can get a rat now. And I'm like, well, buddy, it's not going to be able to breathe in there. He's like, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. So, yeah. So if we just keep calling it Nolan's jar rat. And
filled it up with formaldehyde and he can keep it. As
well, and that's like the other, I'm like, are you going to be like some mad scientist? Like, it's just a whole thing.
Oh man.
I also have to, this isn't so much as an okay, it's mom moment, but it's just like a funny thing that I have to chronicle, and I know like everybody will laugh. So we're driving one day and he goes, hey Mom, you know how like when old people get in and out of the pool and they make an old people noise? And I'm like, what? I'm like, what are you? He's like, you know, like grandmas and grandpas, when they get out of the pool, you know how they make that noise? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And because that's like the like translated version of what he said, because he didn't really like, he said it in Nolan speak. Mm. And so I'm like trying to put it together. And then like 30 seconds, I'm like, yeah, okay, buddy, whatever. And then like 30 seconds go by and I realize what he's talking. I go, wait, what? And I go, make the noise for me. He goes, you know, like when they get out and they go, ugh. So we've been calling it the old people noise. I know. And then I thought of his grandparents and I'm like, you have certainly seen one or two of them get out of the pool and make a lot of noise.
At first I thought you were going to say you make those noises.
Well, listen, I cut him off because it was not going to be a far cry. He was a stone's throw and I cut him off at the knees.
I will not accept it.
So I thought that was pretty funny.
Oh my gosh. Hilarious. All right. Should we hear from some of our previous guests and what their okayest mom moments were?
Let's do it.
Okay. First up, we have Denizia. She was on episode 86, one of our cultural conversations episodes, the Dia de los Muertos and Diwali one.
Let me think. So last week we were driving to school and Ava goes, Mom, where do babies come from? And I'm like, well, you need, you know, like me and your dad, because that's how we made you. Like we had to do it together. And so she goes, okay, so you had to like put me together. And I'm like, yeah, I guess you could say that. And so she's like, you mean like with glue, right? You put me together with glue. And and so in my mind, I'm like, I mean, I guess it can be sticky, right? I mean, I didn't say that, but I was like, I mean, I guess it is sticky.
I had the same thought.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then it just went on from there. And he's like, well, my son's like, well, do you have eggs? And I'm like, I mean, I guess we do have eggs, right? Like, not like a traditional, like, bird egg or like a dinosaur egg, but yeah, we have eggs.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of us did more work than others putting you together, okay?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I remind them all the time.
The sex talk is always an interesting story, I feel like.
I have learned in these situations to always answer a question you don't want to answer with a question. Well, what do you think?
Yep, 100%.
You need to gather the facts of where they're at before you give too much information that you don't need to give.
Right, because usually they'll be placated with something simple, like they'll be,
or they're not even asking what you think they're asking.
Right. Right. I got the sticky part.
Oh god.
Oh, so good. Our next story is from Marty, who is also part of our cultural conversations series, where she was in episode 87, all about Hanukkah and Judaism. So let's listen to Marty's story.
What is your okayest mom moment?
So I had to think hard on this one. And then I remembered this wonderful moment. So I was grocery shopping with one of my kiddos, and they were in one of the carts that has like a car in the front. So they're like not facing you in the car, but they're facing the other
the
direction.
The ones that are like a whole like semi truck.
Right, you like can't turn. And, you know, I like to have them participate. So I gave her one of her yogurts, and we were doing the yogurt that's in a cup with like the tinfoil wrapper, which is like not an issue because like she can't get that open because I have trouble getting those open. Go about my shopping. And of course, I look and she has jammed her fingers through the tinfoil and the top of the yogurt and is eating it. Like scooping it into her mouth with her full hand out of the sewer. And then of course they like it's all over like everything as they... And so then I had to check out with this like torn open like yogurt and my child child covered in yogurt, and of course like the cart also covered in yogurt. My kids are older now, but luckily it was at a time when like you bring wipes everywhere and I was able to pick it up. But like you learn quickly that like never hand your kid a thing that you think they can't open.
Oh, they always find a way.
Always.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. You guys, so whenever my grandma would take me grocery shopping, she would just open things in the store, like when I was little, and just give it to me as a snack. And so I always thought that was normal to give the cashier a half open item.
My dad used to do that with us too. And I would do it with my kids sometimes.
I mean, we never did it with yogurt though. That gets a little complicated.
Well, I didn't do it intentionally. Pretzels work much better.
I just had PTSD flashbacks of those huge carts with the car on the front.
My kids still try it. If I go to Target, they still try it. I'm like, fuck no.
No. They're walking. Oh my gosh. And they were always so dirty. I can imagine cleaning up yogurt. Oh god. Next, we have Giselle's story. She was in episode 80, all about hormones, nutrition, and wellness. And this was one of our most popular episodes of 2021. Let's hear hers.
My kids are getting older, so we don't have as many, although Jax, you know, he's 5. He does say some funny things and puts me on the spot from time to time. And then my oldest is 10, 2 boys. And he is getting to that age where he's like, you know, starting to get a little more inquisitive about things. And my husband had the birds and the bees talk with him. And he just kind of like, oh, no big deal, you know. But the other day we were driving to school and he listens to this thing with my husband, usually called What the Fact. And it's on like a rock station, which I'm sure we all know rock stations are not usually like kid friendly. And the topic came up and it was about sex. Like the first question was like, what's the most, the like average times you have sex a week or something like that. And so I just tried to change the station really quick and pretend like I was changing the volume. And he was like, hey, put it back. And I'm like, I can't find the station. And I'm like scrolling, and we have a newer car. So I was like, I don't know how this works. I can't find the station. And I'm like going, like literally tuned through all the stations twice. And went back to it. I'm like, they got to be done with this question. I was like, oh, here it is. And they're still talking about sex. And I was like, oh, I don't know why. I must have skipped it and went through it all again and finally went back again. And they were still talking about sex. And I was like, okay, I think this is an adult one for today. And he's like, yeah, I think this might, he's like, usually they're appropriate, but this one might not be appropriate for Jax today.
Oh, for little brother, so sure. It's fine for me, but for him.
Yeah. And he knew the whole time that I was like, you know, messing with it, trying to avoid that topic. So
he's literally watching you like, okay, mom, I know what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, boys and that fun age.
Oh yeah. So even when you've had the conversation, you're still not out of the woods of the awkwardness of it.
No, 2 sex ones in a row. I didn't even realize. Okay, the last one we have for this episode is from Sarah. She's from episode 89, Mental Health and Motherhood. And let's have a listen.
I got all like, oh, I cannot think of one. And then I was like, is that because Woods is only 2 and he's barely talking? But then I remembered... this happened like a year ago, so it's been a while. But when he was first starting to walk, we go to Golden Gate Park all the time, like with friends, whatever. And when he was first starting to walk, they were that walking when they're really wobbly.
When they're drunk. Yeah.
Yeah. And they like need their hand, like their hands are really involved in the balance. And he somehow got a red Solo cup, which is just already like, I didn't bring it. I don't know why it was there. Someone was probably my husband. He got a red Solo cup and he was, and it was empty. It was empty, but people don't know that if they're watching him. And somehow he was somehow able to like clench it between his teeth so that he was wobble walking with his hands out balancing, but he has the red Solo cup in his mouth so that it's tipped, it's like tipped up because it's clamped between his teeth. And he's just like the cutest little one-year-old wobble walking around with this red Solo cup. And
oh, so he was drunk. It was, no.
he actually might have been drunk.
Just to be
he
clear,
actually might have had beer.
The Solo cup you did bring, it wasn't just like found in the park.
Yes. Oh. It was not found. We brought it. Someone in our group brought it. It would have been a little funnier and worse if it was trashed. Especially in Golden Gate Park. But it was like, I don't know, one of those moments where you're like, do I look like a bad mom right now? But then everyone, like strangers, everyone's laughing. So
those
funny.
Are the best.
That was a good one. And we have it on video, which is like the best.
Oh, save to the wedding slideshow for sure.
Yep.
For sure. I watch it like pretty regularly because it's so funny.
It's a shot of serotonin for you.
It is.
I love a drunk toddler.
They just turn into drunk children who are more belligerent.
They aren't as cute, though.
No.
Oh, well, that does it for this OKS Mom Moment episode. If you want to get in on the action and have your story shared on the podcast, we are aiming to do one of these once a month, right? Yeah. That's the goal. you can submit your own. You can go to okismoms.com/OMM and leave it there in writing form, or you can call our voicemail and leave a message with your story that we can use on the podcast at 916-778-0545. Thanks for listening.
If you like what you just heard, and we hope you do, you can find more of us online at www.okaystmoms.com. We're also on all social media platforms, Pinterest, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at okaystmomsblog. Or if you want to, you can send us an email at hey@okaystmoms.com.